Celebrities enjoy playing our Not My Job game because we don't just ask them the same old dumb questions. We ask them brand new dumb questions. But we like the game in part because we get to decide who's a celebrity. For example, in the early part of 2005, when Robert Siegel was filling in for Carl Castle, we spoke to a person who was doing something a little more difficult than starring in a TV show or writing a book. Robert Bateman is a writer, contributing to many books and websites, but he's also an active-duty Army major who joined us from his post in Baghdad, Iraq.
I arrived here at the end of January and actually got into Baghdad the first week of February.
Really? Did they sort of keep you someplace else and get you ready for the experience, or you just... That was the
Well, yeah, the there's not exactly commuter flights that come in, and at the time there was the election, so we land in usually Kuwait or another country nearby, and then we have to take a tactical aircraft the rest of the way into Baghdad.
Right.
Did you have to get permission from your higher-ups to log postings on the Internet? Do they check what you write and yell at you if they don't like it?
Actually, no. My boss is usually in the military, you switch jobs fairly often. You move from station to station. We're kind of like America's gypsies. And usually I have to give a warning to each new boss and say, sir, every once in a while I show up in the news. and thus far they've all dealt with it with a fair degree of equanimity.
I'm sure they were surprised to see you on that edition of The Survivor, though. I mean, I think...
Yeah, the Baghdad edition.
Exactly. Now that would
people
be real.
Actively competed to get voted off the island, by the way.
You know, it's funny because you think back upon what we know about World War II and the histories, and we have a sense of what life was like for the GIs there. Again, maybe it's because we're in the middle of it, but I don't know what daily life is like for your average soldier. I mean, is there any entertainment? Does the USO come out and entertain the guys? Are there Playboy bunnies like in Apocalypse Now? Do they just... Well, you know the reference.
No, things have gotten a little more politically correct as far as the entertainment that's provided.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, it also depends on where you're stationed, where you're based. I was informed by my daughters by email that there's a Jessica Simpson.
Yes, that would be her name.
Yeah, and she was in Tikrit with her husband, I guess, and so USO shows do get out, and you know Tikrit is not the. Tikrit's not the vacation center of the world like Baghdad.
No.
And so I was kind of surprised that she and her husband, I guess, Nick.
Nick, yes.
Made it to Tikrit.
I'm trying to imagine. I'm sorry. I'm sure I appreciate her gesture, but I'm just trying to imagine where Jessica Simpson actually thought she was when she was in Tikrit. And what sounds like to Crete, you know what I mean?
She thought she was going to Crete.
Exactly. Well, Major Bateman, we're delighted to have you with us. Now, we have asked you here to join us, to take your valuable time, in fact, to play a game we're calling...
You're the Dreamiest Dreamboat of 1955.
In other words, sir, you're Tab Hunter. The blonde, almost ethereally handsome matinee idol of the 1950s. Mr. Hunter has written a new memoir called Tab Hunter Confidential, in which he talks about his almost instant transformation from stable boy to movie star.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he was working in stables when he was discovered outside of Los Angeles. And, of course, he also writes about his life as a closeted gay man in Hollywood in the 50s.
Or a stabled gay man.
We're going to ask you three questions about the life of Tab Hunter. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl's voice on that listener's home answering machine. So, Robert, who is Major Robert Bateman playing for?
Major Bateman is playing for Kate Linz of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ready to go?
Sure.
Okay.
If there's a lot of Tab Hunter fans around where you are, Bates, bring them over because you can get some help.
Actually, I was just wanted to make sure that if any of my bosses are listening, this does not constitute a violation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
No. All right, sir, here's your first question. At his first audition, what was the very first thing the young man, then known as Art Gielen, was asked to do at his very first audition? Was it A, meet the female casting director for a, quote, private interview at the Chateau Marmont, B, remove his shirt, or C, escort the director's daughter to her high school prom?
Let's say the high school prom.
No. No, sadly, I'm afraid not. It was remove his shirt. That was the nature of his audition. The female screenwriter immediately said, "That's the boy I want." And he got the part. Now,
wasn't she disappointed?
You have two more chances here. I'm sure you can do this. Here we go. The U.S. Army's had worse. Here we go. So the Warner Brothers publicists almost immediately started molding this young man, then named Art Gielen, into Tab Hunter, America's sweetheart. Which of these was a real title bestowed on him by the studio's PR flax? Was it A, swoon bait? B, a knight in shining teeth? Or C, Michelangelo's David with a tan?
let's see. Well, given that he's already been asked to take off his shirt, we'll have to go with the David reference.
The David reference. Michelangelo's David with a tan. No, I'm afraid it was swoon bait.
Swoon bait.
Swoon bait.
I'm so sorry, Kate.
Well, hang on. Still one more question here. You know what I'm going to do? You're over there in Iraq. You are doing stuff that I can't imagine how difficult it is. So we're just going to get... If you get this one right, you win anyway. Okay? Never done it before.
You're making reference to the talk show, not the overall war.
Right. Yeah, that, my friend, that, sir, that's up to you. Oh, would that it were that easy. We could just bring everybody home, give everybody in Iraq Carl's answering machine message. Call it a war. All right, here we go. So this is for all the marbles. Tab went on, quote, dates with dozens of starlets, most famously Natalie Wood, to generate material for gossip columns and to cover up his actual private life. Not everybody bought it, though. Which of these was a contemporary joke about his image? A, quote, he holds a woman like he's surprised to find something missing, unquote. B, quote, look, there's Natalie Wood, and Tab wouldn't. Or C, quote, Warner's offered him $1,000 a week and a chance to date Debbie Reynolds. He demanded $500 and Robert Mitchum.
How about the Natalie Wood, Tab wouldn't?
How about that? Yes, sir, you're right. Very good. Ironically, that line about Tab wouldn't came from a singer who was madly in love with the actor Tony Perkins, who was seeing Tab Hunter. Funny how all that works out.
So Robert, I thought Iraq was confusing.
Yeah, well. Robert, how did Army Major Robert Bateman do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Major Bateman got one right, but on a moderator's exemption, he is a winner. So Carl Castle will be recording his voice on Kate Lins's home answering machine.
Congratulations, sir. We're just going to call it a victory and end it here. Major Robert Bateman of the U.S. Army is currently serving in Baghdad, Iraq. He is the author of many articles on military topics, as well as the books Digital War, A View from the Front Lines, and No Gun Re, A Military History of the Korean War Incident. Major Bateman, thank you so much for your service. Please keep yourself safe, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
See you, Bates.
See you.